You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jorginho Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win is 14-1. Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win in the market at 3-1. Derek, this fixture's produced some real classics in the past. No side has scored more goals against Newcastle than Liverpool. 86 against the Toon since the inception of the Premier League. And they are scoring goals at the moment, Liverpool. You must be delighted with the progress they've made under Jurgen Klopp.
Well, a couple of their results in recent weeks, Manchester City in particular. Manchester City game was more impressive than the Southampton game in midweek, even though that was a 6-1 win. They were just sensational. Away from home, they looked the business. At home, I'd always think twice about backing them at short odds. But away from home, yeah. But the short odds away from home, 8-13, is it, did you say?
6-10 they are.
It's mighty short, isn't it? I mean, especially when you look at their recent record at St. James's Park. I think 3 wins and a draw for Newcastle in the last 5 seasons. I think Liverpool won their 6-0 two or three seasons ago. And you look at that and you think, well, that could happen again. Newcastle are rubbish, we know that. But Do Liverpool deserve to be that short to beat them? You know, what you're getting from Liverpool at the moment is an unbelievable performance. You know, for instance, the Man City game. And then a sluggish one against Bordeaux. And then, you know, even against Swansea, they weren't brilliant. And then they'll throw in another superb performance. They're not doing it every week. One thing they have got is a bit of a killer instinct. 7 wins in their last 8 matches. That's rather sneaked under the radar, that, for Liverpool. It just comes down to the fact that they're not a team I trust to back. At 8-13, Liverpool. Then again, I couldn't back Newcastle at any price. I think what I'll do is go for the Toon here with a start on home territory against the Liverpool side that are a little bit inconsistent. I think that's the way to play.
Newcastle plus 1, 13-10. It is well worth noting as well, these two managers have played against each other or managed against each other before in the Bundesliga back in 2010, 2011. Steve McClaren with Wolfsburg and Klopp obviously with Dortmund, and Klopp dominated him. 2-0 they won at home and 3-0 away from home. So that's worth noting. Also worth noting here as well, a stat from Opta. Last 7 meetings between the two sides, 7 red cards. Newcastle have got 6 in a row in this meeting as well, which you don't really associate this meeting with one that's been dirty in the past.
No, I had to go back and check that. Opta are always right, but that was one where I was thinking, I just don't remember it being that dirty a game. In fact, it's probably, I'm sure it occupies the record, it's right up there in the record for most reds in the Premier League history. So,
100-30, by the way, for there to be a red card in the match. Happened in the last 7 meetings between the two. It's there if you want it.
It is
that looks a big price there, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sissoko for Newcastle, Shirley Amiobi and Dummett both were sent off in May 2014 when Liverpool won 2-1 there. Yanga Mbwa was sent off for Newcastle before that. So Debushi before that. Dummett is an interesting one, actually, that he was sent off in 2014. Speaking to some of the Newcastle fans who we work with here, and there's a few of them, actually, none of them have got anything to say about Dummett. He had a shocker last week, didn't he? He looks terrible. So, I mean, you know, presuming he'll play, because there's no reason why they'd drop him, they haven't really got anyone else to put in his place. You think that Liverpool will try to get amongst him in particular and really target him, because, I mean, Jan Mat is a good player, and I think, you know, he'll go up and down the wing all day long. I just think, you know, Colaccini's struggling. If Dummett and Colaccini are both together on that left-hand side, as in centre-back and full-back, then, you know, you're really looking at Liverpool terrorising them down that side. Klein, I mean, I don't know if Milner's really, if he plays Milner out there, if he's got the pace, but I think, you know, I think we might see. I wouldn't be surprised if Coutinho might even, if he switched across there and they really got into them. So whoever's playing on the right for Liverpool, I'd be looking at them to get on the score sheet. I've got to say, I mean, whether Sturridge plays or not is open to debate, but he looked so good again. I mean, someone tweeted, he's the best goal scorer in the Premier League behind Aguero. And it was like, you know, kind of like, you know, discuss, which got people going, obviously. He's just such an instinctive goal scorer, though, isn't he? The way he just kind of, you know, he just came on, he gets the ball, and he instinctively knows where goal is. And I think 6-5 is not the best price in the world, but I think Liverpool will win this. I think Newcastle find it very difficult not to go for the the win at home because of the crowd and everything else about it. The home form isn't bad. I've said this before. The Leicester game was a shocker. But 0-0 against Stoke, 6-2 against Norwich. They drew 2-2 with Chelsea, lost to Watford. But, you know, which I guess was a poor performance. But Watford aren't a bad team, are they? We've seen that. Only lost 1-0 to Arsenal, drew 2-2 with Southampton. So, you know, there's not many shocking performances in there. I think they'll come and have a go at Liverpool here. And I think Liverpool will catch them on the break. I think Liverpool will score a couple. So Sturridge to score in a Liverpool win for me, if he plays. If Coutinho, if he doesn't play, I'll lump him with Coutinho though.
Just a quick one on this game, for those interested in Newcastle at 9-2. What do these teams have in common? Norwich, Bournemouth, Hull, Aston Villa and West Ham. They're the only teams Newcastle have beaten in the entire 2015 calendar year. Yeah. Now, and we're the only, you know, Norwich, Bournemouth, Hull, Villa, easily beatable, and West Ham were the only one. That was on the last day of last season when nobody gives a hoot anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, think twice about that 9-2 because it looks a big price, but Newcastle just don't do it, do they?
No.
I like the way he's seemingly got into Sturridge's head as well, because we've mentioned it numerous times on this podcast, whether or not Sturridge is actually legitimately injured or he's just got a knock, and he's told him, listen, you've got to just get out there and play, basically.
I know, hypochondriac, didn't he? The doctor told me I had hypochondria. I said, oh no, not that as well. I had to get that one in.
Love it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.